The illicit trade in tobacco products is a public health problem, it's an economic problem, and it's a social problem. It's a public health problem because one in every 10 cigarettes consumed around the world is illegal. There are other tobacco products who are also illegal, who are also consumed, and this is about smokeless, it's about water pipe, and other forms of tobacco products. Illicit tobacco products reach the markets and the consumers with lower prices, and they are available on the streets, especially in developing countries.
So, in fact, the people who are targeted by this illicit trade are often children and those who can only afford to buy the products in single quantities, so single cigarettes. So it's in fact targeting poorer developing nations rather than developed nations.
In developed nations, what happens is that the more stringent the tobacco control regulations are, the bigger is the price of tobacco products. And the tendency is that the heavy smokers, they just switch to illegal products in order to keep their addiction because they are very addicted to the tobacco product. All other problem we have with illicit trade tobacco products is the loss of revenues by governments, especially in developing countries. It's an important source of revenue that gets lost because of illicit trade.
Because those who are trading illicitly are not paying any taxes.
Absolutely. Apart from that, illicit trade increases consumption. When you increase consumption, you also increase tobacco-related diseases and deaths, and you increase the costs, the health service costs. It's a double burden on governments.
To combat illicit trade in cigarettes, the World Health Organization has come up with a new protocol, a new international treaty to specifically address the issue of illicit tobacco trade. Now, you only have 8 signatories to this special protocol, so it's not actually international law. You need 40 countries to put their names to this treaty. How is progress going to get the remaining 32 important names on the piece of paper?
The protocol to eliminate illicit trade in tobacco products is the answer just to eliminate this problem. It's a protocol that brings the multi-sectoral actions for eliminating illicit trade. So many more sectors, apart from the health sector, have to be involved in this process, and governments have to become parties to it. What happens is that apart from the challenge of involving the different sectors in the ratification of the illicit trade protocol, the tobacco industry is also taking action and hijacking the protocol in some way, rewriting the text of the protocol or rewriting the provisions in any specific way that they continue to take control of the market and they don't engage in tougher regulations, especially on tracking and tracing systems controlled by the government. So these are probably 2 elements that are preventing parties from engaging in the ratifying or acceding to the protocol.
So with the best will in the world, are you going to get these 32 names?
Yes, for sure we are going to get them. The World No Tobacco Day is an annual campaign that really promotes different aspects of the implementation of the Framework Convention on Tobacco Control. And this year, it's devoted to the problem of illicit trade. This is really a good ground for parties to mobilize themselves and engage in ratifying the protocol. And we are receiving very good feedback from different parties that are with their process underway to become parties to the protocol. We have very good reasons to believe that next year we are going to have the 40 parties. And you know what? Information is key. We need just to share this information with the public, not let undermining tobacco control policies, and not just support the funding of international criminal activities, that this is something that's related to illicit trade on tobacco products.